This is just a very short reflection on Colossians 1:23, a verse all of us know. I'll read it. Paul says, "This is the gospel that you heard." He's writing to the church in Asia Minor at Colossae. "This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed, or that was proclaimed, to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant." Now, there's a long and diverse history of interpretation surrounding this verse, because it doesn't seem to be a practical possibility that Paul now is writing, perhaps late 50s, so it's something like 25 years after the resurrection, that it would have been possible to actually preach the gospel to every creature under heaven. And there's no historical evidence that the gospel got to South America or Central America, to the Incas or the Aztecs, until much, much later on. So something else is being hinted at here by Paul, and it doesn't seem that the historical evidence leads to there being a practical possibility that this was actually physically done. So what is he talking about? I'll read the verse again, and then we'll get into it. So, "This is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed, or that was proclaimed, to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant." Now, the most common interpretation refers this back to Psalm 19, where, you remember, referring to the heavens, declaring the glory of God, the psalmist said, and I quote, "Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world." But while Paul makes it clear in Romans that something of the nature of God is revealed to us in creation, he is also very clear that this is not the same thing as the message of the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus that he was commissioned to proclaim to the nations. The clearest approach to the verse that I've come across so far is that of N.T. Wright, and he makes the point that the gospel, the objective announcement that Jesus is Lord, which is not the same thing as the subjective invitation to go to heaven. So the objective announcement that Jesus is Lord was a proclamation made by God in heaven to the whole creation. And now the task of the church is to make known on earth what God has already declared in heaven, to take this astonishing declaration made by the Father concerning his Son to every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. Tom Wright illustrates this by imagining Queen Victoria making a royal proclamation in London, but the proclamation, although made in London, was an announcement to the whole world. So it had been proclaimed in London, or from London, to every creature under heaven. The British were not very humble about the extent of their empire. Somebody said, you know, the sun never sets on the British Empire, which was true. At one point it was global. The sun never set on the British Empire. And somebody else replied, that's because the Lord could never trust the British in the dark. I rather like that. But back to the illustration of Queen Victoria. So the royal proclamation having now been made, her ambassadors now have to carry what has already been announced in London to every creature under heaven, as it's something that concerns every creature under heaven. The task of her ambassadors is to now make everyone in the empire aware of what has already been proclaimed to them from the throne, so that they can appropriately respond to the royal proclamation. So in a similar way, Paul is saying that the gospel has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, in the sense that in heaven, God has already announced that Jesus is now the Savior and Lord of the whole cosmos. But now, this proclamation has to be carried to every nation so that it can be responded to by all and everyone who hears it. And this is why he concludes the verse by saying, "The gospel of which I, Paul, have become a servant." So that he was involved as an ambassador carrying that message that had been proclaimed by the Father about the Son in heaven. And now Paul is one of those ambassadors carrying it out to every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. More could be said, much more could be said, and explanations will continue to abound, but for my money, Tom Wright has it right here. No pun intended. It's a groundbreaking verse, and as we move deeper into the 21st century, it's our privilege to exert all our energies and give all that we have so that the proclamation made in heaven so long ago will become something that every man, woman, and child on the planet can rejoice in and respond to, even though they've had to wait so long to discover what was proclaimed in heaven to every creature under heaven some 2,000 years ago.